Maudie peered closely at the big owl's talons and saw scraps of the big lizard still sticking to them. She felt slightly nauseous, but continued.
She says, you have a long and happy life ahead of you, if you eat less lizards and more vegetables.
Asio clapped his hooked beak disgustedly.
Ah, we're never fond of vegetables, but I'm quite partial to green things. Frogs, toads, newts, lizards. Go on, what else does she say?
The hermaid intoned in a dirge-like voice.
She says you will meet a very pretty young owl. When you do, you must mind your manners and treat her kindly.
Asio clenched his talons with joy, almost taking off Maudie's nose as she reared back.
Tell me more, more!
Maudie continued.
If you treat her like a toff, she'll jolly well marry you and lay scads of blooming eggs. There, that's all I can see. Everything's gone fuzzy.
Asio thrust his beak to within a hair's breadth of her nose.
What's a toff?
Maudie shrugged.
Oh, a nice sort of chap.
The owl's eyes circled dreamily.
And you say she'll lay eggs, eh? Eggs. That's where little owls come from their nose. By gum, lass, thank ye kindly.
Maudie shook her head as if coming out of a trance.
Oh, think nothing of it, old bean. Us magicers do this sort of thing all the flippin' time, what?
Asio hopped up into the branches of the oak.
I'm beholden to thee, lass. Bide there till I get me owly harp, and I'll sing thee a song.
He rummaged about in the foliage until he came up with a beautiful little harp. Hopping back down to the fireside, Asio began tuning it and getting his voice into pitch while he posed dramatically. Blink, blink, blink. Blink, blink. The hermaid felt like covering her ears. It was the most dreadful tuneless din she had ever heard, but she sat smiling and looking appreciative, out of courtesy. The owl's chest puffed out like a balloon as he launched into his discordant song. It was actually an owl courtship ballad containing many drawn-out hoots.
I've spoken to your pa and to your mother too. Ooh. They've given me permission for to woo. Woo. So now I can come calling upon you. Woo. If I say I love you, will you love me too? Ooh. Cows go moo, and doves can coo. Some fish blow lots of bubbles too, but only owls can woo. We're flying to the sky, so high and blue. Ooh. I'll catch butterflies and moths for you. Ooh. You'll be the happiest owl that ever flew. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I'll stay forever true, me dear, to you. Woo. For limpets limp round in a crew, they stick together just like glue, but only